Welcome to the Mickelson Twins Podcast, hosted by none other than Rasmus and Christian Mickelson, twin brothers who refuse to accept the traditional 9-to-5 job life and have achieved financial freedom through the power of online business. If you want to learn how to create passive income online so you can travel the world and experience all the great things life has to offer, make sure to subscribe to the Mickelson Twins Podcast and YouTube channel for more good shit. Enjoy.
That's where we're going. Right there.
Ow, this hurts. Ow. Ow.
First, show them how cool that looks. This is you.
Cromwell's Beach is what they call this area.
In Hawaii. Anyway, so what we want to talk about in today's video is what is the right mindset for Kingdom Publishing. But first, we want to take a nice walk out, find a nice spot where we can just sit and talk. Let's do that first. To the intro. Working our way out to our filming spot we found. Fuck, these rocks are so hot. Not the good kind of hot. This is not erotic one bit. Ow, it's burning my feet. All right, see ya. All right, so that spot did not work out there. Way too windy. Yeah. Way too wave crashy.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Just too much noise. And we have an important message. So you want to make sure you can hear it. Okay.
Look
at next spot. Now we want to go out in there. Why don't we start? Oh, there it is. There. Trying to find a nice place to film this next video. We want to go on that little island right there. Wait, I bet this audio is messed up anyway. All right, we'll see you someplace else.
Go, 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 go! I can do this without crashing. Oh fuck. Rasmus got the red bike. Here we go. And we're back.
Well, that was a fail.
Is this a vlog now?
No.
Are we vloggers?
Oh, maybe we're vloggers.
I want to be a vlogger.
No, I just wanted to say that was a fail, and we're going to have to film it at home.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Do that tonight.
Yeah.
5 hours later.
Come on, come on. Oh, woo. Oh, that's good.
All right. Where the hell are we right now?
Yeah, wait, before I wanted to say, as you can see, what we were trying to do earlier today did not work.
Yeah.
We were not able to film at some cool spot. This is still pretty cool. Oh, okay, you're
right. We just
it is cold out of the
Yeah, I know.
We just want to make it like a talking video. So we don't just want to be sitting in the apartment in our couch.
Yeah, so this is more interesting.
Yeah, I want to find a cool place to film it and talk.
Yes.
Where we can just talk and quiet.
So we're in the pool.
And just shoot the shit, you know?
Yeah, just shoot the shit. Right. Just shoot the shit, you know?
Right.
Okay. So, but yeah, and this one, this is a pretty important one. It's overlooked, but I think it's important.
Maybe they're wondering where we are.
Yeah.
This is the rooftop of our apartment building.
Yeah.
We live in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Whew, a little chilly out the water. Have to get back in. All right. So, this video is about having the right mindset to be successful with Kindle Publishing. This can be overlooked, but I actually find it to be one of the most important. Actually, this leads me into the first thing out of 10
points that I want to talk about. Number one is how your mindset, I think, and you'd probably agree, is the number one most important deciding factor in how successful you become with online business.
Correct.
Yeah. But this video is going to talk about specifically with Kindle Publishing.
Like, when, I feel like when you meet someone, within 5 minutes you can tell if they're cut out for it.
Yeah, yeah, because of their mindset.
Like
that's something we like. We just love talking about mindset related things too. That we're very passionate about, and we're gonna talk more about that stuff in other videos.
Sometimes you'll get a question from a person. It's like, if you're even thinking that way, like, you're not made out for this.
Yeah, yeah, honestly. Like, so I could tell a lot of
times
just by the questions that some people ask. Like, they'll ask, like, how long will it take for me to be making $1,000 a month? Or how long will it take to make $5,000 a month? Like, bro, your head's in the wrong place. That's not how this works. Mm-hmm. That's not how this works at all. Mm-hmm. So that's the number one thing, just how important a good mindset is. Like, yeah.
Well, then let's get into it.
So, next thing.
Does it work?
Yeah, it does.
Let me try.
Yeah. Okay, that did work.
It works.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Point number two is that Kindle Publishing is an incredible way to make money online, and how basically we started.
Kindle is the shit.
But it's not a get rich quick. It is not a get rich quick scheme, which it seems like so many people have in mind.
That's a mindset
that's what everyone wants.
If you go in thinking that,
right? I mean, that's so typical as a beginner. Of course, everyone has that thought in the beginning when they don't know. But it's absolutely not that. It's incredibly hard. It takes a lot of time and investment. And it's not something you just do in your spare time.
No.
If you're trying to really turn it into...
You don't just sit down on the computer.
If you're really trying to turn it into a huge thing, that's going to change your life.
You don't just sit at that computer, do the whole cat, and it poops out money.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Right, so you need it. You need
if
to get
you find that.
That
business, tell us about it. But that's not Kindle Publishing or any business for that matter. Except for cryptos. That is what cryptos is.
Right, so you need to understand that it's not get rich quick.
Yeah, so that's
not easy like that. It's really hard, and most people do not succeed with it, I feel like, because that's what they're looking for. And then as soon as it's not that, they get out.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this isn't insanely easy? I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go try and find something that is really easy, like make money on Instagram or some garbage.
And then they're going here, none of it works out, and they never get to where they want to be.
Dabblers, which we'll get into later.
Yeah.
We have a couple of friends that are dabblers. Oh, he's going to watch this video.
Don't say that.
All right, what's the next one?
Yeah, and it just doesn't work out.
So the third point I wanted to talk about is, I'm looking down here because we've got a little notes. Mm-hmm. We got some notes down here. So, number three, to be successful with Kindle Publishing, you need to fully dedicate yourself. And this, what about the dabbling? Don't dabble. Mm-hmm. This is an analogy that I came up with that I think is a pretty good one. Like, if you have five plants, but you only have one can of water, you water these five different plants, none of them are going to grow. They're all going to die.
That's a real solid analogy.
Yeah, but if instead you take your can of water and you put it all into one plant every single day for 6 months, that plant is going to grow into something big and spectacular.
You're getting a massive tree there with that one.
Yeah, you're getting a big tree. The other ones, you spread it out, it's going to die. Like, that really carries over into online business.
So you
stay focused on one business.
And it's tough because you don't know which one to choose.
Yeah.
But we can just, I feel like we can just say this, like, Kindle Publishing works. Like, you have to, like, there's a lot that works, but you have to just choose one. Like, they could all be right. There could be five that are the right choice. Mm-hmm. So choose one and go 100% at that one.
Yeah. There's a million ways to make $1 million online.
Yeah.
A lot of ways to make money. This does not mean quit your job.
We've absolutely both tried that, where we were trying to do two or three businesses at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we made no progress at all.
Yeah.
For example, you did FBA for a while.
Yeah.
And that was really...
So FBA,
part of the reason was because you couldn't give it all the time that it really needed.
Yeah, so FBA didn't grow and Kindle didn't grow. They both went backwards because I was splitting my time between them.
You also tried
an app. That was around the same time.
Like... We can say this from experience that if you're trying to do too many things at once, none of it's going to work.
Yeah.
And you really made no progress
for a few months.
A couple months.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, like, but you learn that Like, you gotta choose one. Kindle publishing should be that one.
Yeah.
If you ask me. If you ask me as well. So this does not mean quit your job. Mm-hmm. Keep a job, but in your spare time, have one side hustle you're grinding at. All right, that's three. Let's go to number four. Number four, this is with Kindle publishing. You have to trust the process.
Yeah.
Because your first book didn't do well, does not mean, oh, Kindle publishing is shit. Fuck this. I'm out.
A lot of people
doesn't work. Yeah. They'll make one book. The first one, it's normally shit.
And they freak out like fuck,
and they're like, oh, it didn't make me money. So then they quit because, and then they start not trusting the process. And when you don't trust the process, you quit.
Like, you're just never going to get where you want to be. Like, you cannot quit like that.
Yeah. Trust it because it works. Everything we teach works. That's really important to understand. Don't get discouraged or lose hope because you have some books that flop. In the beginning, it's going to happen. You're going to make shit books naturally. That's a part of the process.
We had a lot of flops. We had so many flops.
Yeah, I've had a lot of flops.
But you kind of... Like, you keep going. You learn from it and you keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you cannot quit after some hard times.
Yep.
You cannot do that.
Let's go into number five. Number five, yes, this is one that a lot of people just don't understand the reality of online business and Kindle publishing. So number five I have written down is you can't be afraid to invest money. You have to invest money. You're going to invest a lot of money. You have to invest a lot of money. The more you invest, the more you're going to get back. So if you want to scale to 10K really fast, invest a lot of money. And when you're investing money, you're making back and reinvest all of it. For like the first 6 months, I was reinvesting everything.
As much as you want to keep those $2,000 and spend it on whatever.
Take that $2,000 and put it into five new books. So invest and reinvest. Super, super, super important. You can't be stingy there. Just the classic hard work rant.
Yeah.
So,
hard work. It just separates. It separates from the people that...
The hard work, ones and discipline. You need all these characteristics. Like,
if it wasn't like that, if you didn't need those things, everyone would be doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's so cliche, but it's so goddamn true.
Yeah. Yeah. So... a lot of people are born as hard workers. This is something I didn't think, but I've kind of realized it recently, that some people are born hard workers.
I thought discipline. You could teach it.
Yeah, it seems like it is quite hard to teach. Like, we are natural born hard workers, naturally born with a lot of discipline. So it's actually come pretty easy for us. But a lot of people, they just struggle with it.
It's so hard to say.
You gotta learn.
Because
to put in work.
At the same time, it's a choice.
I know, it is a choice. So,
like, don't convince people that they're born as hard workers.
No, it is a choice.
It's absolutely a choice.
Yeah, but people are born differently.
But would you rather relax?
It comes easy for us and hard for many others.
It's all about the perspective of, like, the instant gratification, meaning, oh, I could relax, watch TV, eat this donut, whatever, or really sacrifice, the satisfaction now for 100 times better in the future, years down the line.
Yeah,
like, you have to have that perspective, and if you can think of it that way and not give into it,
again, this is all a mindset thing.
Uh-huh.
Mindset plays the biggest role in your success over everything. All right, number seven. To get to 10K a month, you need a shitload of books. You need a lot of books. 10 or 20 books is not gonna be enough. Unless you get really lucky, 10 or 20 books is not going to be enough to make 10K a month. Like, I made 10K a month for a few months now, but I have 60 or 70 books, something ridiculous.
People don't realize how...
All other friends who are making 10K a month, they all have at least 50 books.
I don't think they realize, you in particular, because you haven't been doing this long than I have, don't realize how long you have been doing this.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
almost,
if you want to make
10K
a month,
almost 2 whole years.
If you want to make 10K a month, expect to do that in 2020, just realistically. I mean, if you're starting now.
Yeah.
Like, it takes that time.
We didn't just start this and get lucky and then start making a lot of money quickly. Yeah. Taking a lot of time, a lot of work. People don't see the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You don't see the behind the scenes.
You meet someone for the first time,
make a lot of sacrifices.
Yeah.
To put in work instead and work towards that, and then it does pay off, because things are pretty good right
and
now.
And now comes back to trust the process.
Yeah, all of it. All of it comes together, full circle. All right, what's the next one? Another important one. I say that to everyone, that all these are important, but they all are very, very important.
Right, and this is learn from your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds cliche, but it's true. Like, when you do make a mistake, or when you see, like, I kind of fucked up with this, I guess take note of any mistakes you make, and literally make a list to make sure that you don't do that again.
And find the silver lining in things. Like, I've made some very big mistakes. One, I got scammed for $3,000 by this dude in the beginning because I was trying to take shortcuts. Like, that was brutal. But I saw the silver lining in it, and I learned from it. Like, it was a blessing in disguise. I learned from it.
Something good can be taken from every single
everything,
like
and that's just perspective.
No matter how bad it is,
then everything.
You learn from it.
And, then you're going to prevent that from happening again.
Perspective and mindset. You can, you honestly can take something good from everything bad.
Mm-hmm.
If you can think of the shittiest things, you can take good from it. And you always need to do that.
I like talking about this stuff because it's real shit and it's really important. Number 9, just don't fucking quit. This is the one that if you follow, you will 100%. This is the one guarantee I can make. You will make, unless you die or something.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah. You will make 10K a month with Kindle or with any online business. If you just don't quit, you will get there. It might take 1 year, 2 years, 3, 5. It might take 10 years. It won't take 10 years. But for the sake of this, it could. But if you just never, ever, ever, ever quit, you will get there.
Like, how many people
I hate seeing people quit.
How many people have we talked to?
People quit way too much.
Oh, my God.
Let's say this is just friends and family. Friends and family, like, personal, we've taken a lot of time to teach people, just because, you know, we tell them what we do. They're like, wow, that's awesome. I want to get started because it's intriguing. We've taught a lot, like, at least 10 people where we've dedicated a lot of time into them. And I can think of one
that has not quit.
That has not quit and is doing well.
Yeah.
And you know who you are watching it.
Yeah.
You're probably not watching it, but... like,
and that, everyone else...
9 out of 10 have quit.
They quit, and they're
everyone fucking quits. Stop quitting.
At least if you choose to quit, don't complain about it. How about that?
You can quit, but don't complain about anything you want in life that you don't have.
Yeah, I guess. Like, your goals can change.
Gary Vee says this all the time. There are people that have, you know, mediocre lives, but they don't complain about
and
it.
And they're truly, truly happy. And I think that's, like, an amazing thing.
All right, last one. Rasmus didn't like this point, but I like this one. This is still important because this is different from the other ones. And it's just enjoy the whole journey. Kindle publishing is life-changing. Enjoy it. Like, there's gonna be ups and downs. You're gonna be very frustrated. If you can have perspective, a different perspective, you can enjoy the process.
But right now, we're really enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. Because I feel like we're really enjoying it right now.
Like, we stuck through the hard times.
Yeah. Always have a positive mindset towards everything. So, yeah. Those are 10 things that we wanted to share about mindset. Because mindset really is so fucking important to being successful. And not enough people talk about it. I don't know if you guys could tell, but we're very positive about everything. Have good energy, good vibes. I'm gonna stop talking now.
Yeah, we definitely want to make more videos like this, and not just teaching, but just talking.
You can do it.
You watching this video right now,
you can do this. You can make money, you can change your body, you can do so many things.
Oh, I said I was gonna show the view, because the view is cool.
Oh, yeah,
let's
just
do that.
Yeah,
all right.
All right, so
walk
this is
around.
Actually,
at the pool, Honolulu City at night.
The city lights.
There it is. Got some buildings. Oh, let me show the other side.
The beach is down there.
The beach is down there. They should show fireworks every
Friday.
Mountains
are over there.
Ooh, I can't see anything.
Right now,
oh, it's always nice when there's a baseball field down here. Sometimes at night, it's really nice to watch. But the mountains are up here.
I like that.
So that's really what this looks like. Really amazing place.
Can you do lighting?
Alright. Let's end this video.
Let's sign out.
Till next time.
Let's teleport out of here.
How does that work?
Like this.
This is not gonna work.
Alright.
Alright. Thanks for watching the video. Onto that cool intro that I know you guys love the song of. Everyone loves that song.
You mean outro?
Did I say intro?
Yeah.
I meant outro. Everyone loves that song. So,
stand by song.
Play that song now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mickelson Twins Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Mickelson Twins YouTube channel for more videos that will help you achieve financial freedom and change your life.